was not performing that library task prior
to. He was doing it on the airport. This applies to the airport versus, you know, this part of the airport. That's what I'm saying. That's probably not a good example. I mean, yeah, use something that he's not doing.
You're saying his lease,
right,
which is for that property down there.
Right.
His lease agreement is for that property down there.
Yeah.
Not for the entire airport.
Right.
So if he moves that library from point A to point B, you could make the argument he was not doing it at point B.
The minimum standards apply to the airport. He's already providing library services at the airport, so he wouldn't be covered by these minimum standards because he's already doing that. If he didn't have a library and decided that he wanted to create a library on that property, the lease would allow him to do that because it says any aviation purpose, but then he would have to meet the minimum standards for a library because he's not providing that service to the public right now. You know, it'd have to be a commercial activity, but he's not doing it now. When he starts, he has to abide by the minimum standards that are in effect when he starts that. Just like with a, you know, flight school, a maintenance shop, whatever. They still lost you.
I see Joe's point. I mean,
I still disagree with you. Technically, Dion.
I mean, it could go.
It sounds like we need a better understanding of minimum standards. I mean, it applies to the airport.
That's contract law. Now we're talking about. He has a contract with that lease down there on that property.
Right.
He may have a contract down here on the property that he has the library on. That's a separate lease. But I'm talking about if he moves it down there, he was not doing that.
Right.
Activity prior to moving it down.
Nothing in the minimum standards prevents him from having a library.
Correct. But if the minimum standard says he has to have $16 million worth of insurance, then he'll have to get that $16 million worth of insurance just because he moved it.
That's right. Not because he moved it. And like I said, that's a bad example because he's on the airport and has a library. It doesn't matter which property he's doing that.
Okay. It's like
let's use flight training. Let's do something.
If he starts a flight training out of his hangar, which he is allowed to do by his lease.
Right.
If he's doing it today out of his hangar, these minimum standards go in, nothing changes.
Nothing changes. That's the way that's written.
Okay.
Right.
But if he does it the day after the council accepts it,
then the minimum standards apply.
Then the minimum standards apply.
He can still have a flight school. That's what his lease allows. He has to meet the minimum standards. That's the way it's written now.
The way 1.2 is correct.
Right. And that's the way it should be written.
Well, I don't know that I agree with
you. The committee is going to at some point debate that whole time. Clearly that's your view. We understand.
Well, no, I mean, that's the FAA's opinion, too, but and there's good reason for it. You know, he can also sell fuel. He can sell fuel just on weekends. You know, the same things we talked about when we did the fuel thing of, you know, Pep Up or somebody just coming out here on the weekends and cherry-picking customers. Larry can do the same thing.
Right.
And it hurts the existing businesses the same way. Does that make sense?
I mean,
the whole purpose
I'm
is, you know, is to.
All I'm saying is, we know what your view is. You've made it very clear. We just have to debate this whole 1.2. I don't think we're going to. I think Larry's requested that we not debate it tonight.
Right. That's. Okay. But my point is that reflects on how we carry on conversations with the following section.
Why?
I don't see. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why we can't debate how to run a flight school tonight. You know, if
1.2 is applicability.
Yeah.
And the other one is just various different operations. All the rest of them.
I mean, the hours that a flight school needs to be open? That's a standard that we are going to debate, but who it applies to is a different discussion altogether.
He may plan to do a flight school on Saturday. Okay. The minimum standards won't allow him to do that.
Right.
Okay. But he may have planned to do that from the time he signed his lease.